This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books, Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Yet to come, she loves being the mean girl in the new movie Divine Influencer, Micah Lynn Henson, the Holderness family and Pickleball, and back to the spotlight with Rachel Lampa and Toby Mack. And now from Times Square, where even the coke-dealing cartel members will ghost you if you text them too often. Here's that Kevin!
Excuse me? Okay, for the record, I don't have a coke dealer.
No, it was Overheard New York.
Oh, Overheard New York?
Yeah.
Okay, I can believe, yep, I can believe somebody said it. All right, time to get to the news. Here's Assignment Desk Weekend. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's get to the news. On Friday, Joe Biden, looking a bit hangry here as they delayed his daily ice cream treat till after the press conference, announced his new executive action on trying to curb gun violence. Now, the nation has been waiting for this announcement for weeks. He insisted he wished to make something perfectly clear.
We need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear.
And after all the suspense, waiting, and mumbling, he announced his super original idea. He would be naming a czar on gun violence, named Kamala Harris. You know, the one he already named czar for the border issue. And since that was such a huge success, it was a rough week for the president. Earlier in the day, he literally walked into a flag, tried to sniff her hair, refused to shake hands with the president of Brazil, and couldn't for the life of him figure out why his manicurist had painted a message on his fingernails. When he pressed his fingers together, they read, "Tell Hunter we found the dime bag." Not to be deterred, the president was determined to end the week on a high note. Well, that's not a reference to the Dimebag. So on Friday, he addressed a vital constituency, praising the long, tough road and hardships that the Congressional Black Caucus Conference had persevered to overcome. He delivered a stem-winding speech praising the Congressional Black Caucus.
I mean, as we evolve our institutions, let me be clear.
Saying he loved the Congressional Black Caucus, how he felt it was important to take a knee with the Congressional Black Caucus. Heck, he reflected how he could recall the good old days, you know, when he and Senator Byrd were made honorary members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Thus, imagine the blank stares, kind of, no comprende, of the members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that were in attendance at his speech. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer is regretting his life choices this weekend. Earlier in the week, at the threats of Herman Munster, copywriter's having a bit of fun at my expense. We mean the urging of Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. The leader had changed the dress code for senators to allow for more casual styles. Fetterman, famously known for wearing gangster-style hoodies, instead of the traditional coat and tie, promised not to put Schumer in any more chokeholds in exchange for the rules change. But this has brought about new problems for the Senate leader. Now he must make a decision on whether or not legislation can come up from Joe Manchin this coming week to reinstate the coat and tie standards. Also, he's very uncomfortable about Mitch McConnell's request to implement wear your wife's wedding dress to work day. In sports, both of New York's NFL teams lost this week, but perhaps no team's fans lost more this week than that of the Carolina Panthers. They added Justine Lindsay to their Top Cats cheer squad. Lindsay made history with the Top Cats, as he is now the only cheer member in NFL history to be in need of top surgery, and came equipped with parts not usually found on any other cheerleader in the NFL. When asked his thoughts on his new job, he replied, "I want to change the narrative for my trans brothers and sisters and let them know that they can become whatever they dream, an NFL cheerleader, a doctor, or even a nurse." Simon Desk Weekend would like to point out that no male or female are now, or have been forever, been being barred from becoming doctors or nurses. And finally, Assignment Desk Weekend would like to recognize the daughters of music mega producer David Foster for enrolling in their current continuing education curriculum. I think it's called CelebritiesCanLearnToo.com. The two took to their podcast to decry the state they live in, California, and the standard of living they've been reduced to. Sarah Foster, aged 42, replied, "I have a lot of complaints about the city and state." When asked why she didn't leave, the 90210 alum replied, "Well, I miss my friends and my family." She also then cited a 10-year exit tax that California passed into law earlier this year. Now imagine this, paying taxes to a state you don't live in for 10 years. Sure, Sarah, stay right there. What could go wrong? I'm sure everything will work out peachy. Or wait, how about this? How about you move to Texas, take all your stuff, and tell California to go drop dead? Saw them off, stick them into the ocean. For Simon Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough.
What are you playing?
It's like ping pong and badminton had a baby.
Is that a wiffle ball? What is it, a PE class for seniors?
Pickle ball? I mean, I love pickles, but we're way too young to play this.
I think this is for retirees, so when I retire, I'll give it a go.
Does it even count as actual exercise?
And that sound? Ding, ding, ding. It's kind of annoying.
It looks so easy. Almost too easy.
Why is everyone smiling?
Sports aren't about smiling. Sports are about winning.
Oh, friend, you should try this.
No, thank you. This looks kind of ridiculous.
Okay, have a great day, then.
They're all so cheerful.
So annoying.
Wait, this major construction in our neighborhood is for pickleball courts?
What is happening?
People are lined up to play pickleball?
Is this like a popular sport?
Is that a pickleball vanity plate?
On a Tesla?
Is pickleball the future?
Kevin Durant plays pickleball. Jamie Foxx is in a pickleball commercial.
So wait, there are teams and professional pickleball players?
LeBron James owns a pickleball team?
So it's an actual sport. Okay. Also, that guy is rich.
Okay.
He is definitely not a senior citizen.
Okay, fine.
I guess it could try it.
I mean, the weather's nice, so I guess it won't be a complete waste of time being outside.
There is a pickleball option on my watch, so, I mean, I guess I could just get credit for exercise.
Ah, look at that.
I mean, it doesn't sound great, but it looks pretty good.
I mean, I guess I could upgrade these paddles or buy some new clothes.
I know it looks easy, but there is some skill involved. I mean, that. Okay, I've played one time, and for some reason, this sport has made me want to commit completely.
I want to take a lesson, or two, or like a package of 12.
Go with the 12. It's better value.
I do have a tennis lesson tomorrow night.
Cancel.
And we were supposed to go bowling.
Cancel that.
Yep, we're pickleballers.
This is who we are now.
No, I don't have time. I'll miss the meeting because my net game needs work.
I've printed out the rules.
Let's sit here and learn all of them.
It's all about the kitchen and that third shot.
Honey, how long have we been here?
3 hours.
What?
Feels like 20 minutes.
I'm going to see if we can get somebody to get the kids from school.
They can walk home.
Yeah, 3 miles will do them some good. Don't know if you noticed, but I upgraded our paddle.
Yes.
What do you think?
That honeycomb polymer gives me maximum spin.
I know. I think we're ready for a tournament.
We are so flipping good.
Did you see that dig shot?
Not like Ben freaking John. Should we open a pickleball-themed restaurant?
Yes.
Serve pickles and, like, pickle-flavored thing.
Yes.
Does our restaurant also make pickled beer?
100%. We are so good at pickleball.
Get out of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I thought you said you wanted to get serious about this, honey.
No, I do. Come on, let's play again.
They're going to call that every time in the tournament. Every time.
Oh, look. You're back. So glad to see ya.
I'm going
to
take you down, Doreen.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a talented multimedia level actor. She's done streaming, she's done film, she's done TV, and she's in a brand new picture that's coming out, that has come out, rather, with Great American Pure Flix, their brand new partnership, and we are very, very excited to welcome Micah Lynn Hansen. Hello, Micah. Let's talk about the world that has been your life leading up to Divine Influencer. Let's talk about little Micah when she was growing up. What did she want to do, and do you see yourself doing what you pictured back then?
Oh, man. It's funny because I feel like kind of like with the theme of Divine Influencer, my life has not turned out anything like I thought it would, but it's so much better than I thought it would be. If I had my plans, yeah, my life would not look like this at all. But God's plans have always been so much bigger and better. So that being said, when I was young, I did want to, I didn't know, I was homeschooled and raised very, very sheltered. And so I didn't know that acting was a career. I didn't know that was a thing that you could do or that entertainment was a thing. And let alone being able to do it in a God-honoring way. So when I found, I think it was the Kendrick Brothers Flywheel was like the first like Christian movie that I saw, and kind of realized that, people do this and you can do it in a God honoring way. And, I'm just very, very blessed to get to be a part of it. So,
and you've done some work. You've done some work outside like the Christian genre, but you have done quite a bit of the faith-based stuff as well. And one of the things, you know, I'm 53 and I was homeschooled for a brief period of time. Kind of cool to start running into generations of people that have experienced that and made it to the professional realms and we're excelling in many of these fields. But I want to talk to you about that because when I was a child growing up and someone would say something about a Christian film, there would be this kind of rolling of the eyes and they would be, you know, kind of, almost, dazed, glazed over in terms of a look. And they would think of some sad thing that people watched on Sunday night services in their churches that, you know, were about end times and scary. The field of faith, storytelling has really exploded and taken off in ways that I've never really thought at that age that it would ever get to this level. And there's so many different ways to be part of that now. What do you make of, I don't know, just the opportunity that kind of sits at your feet?
I always go back and it's kind of cheesy to say, but you know, where Mordecai's talking to Esther and said that you're here for such a time as this. And I just feel so blessed and honored that I get to be in the industry at a time where we have not even just so many options, but we have faith-based options, like you were saying. Like, I never thought it would get here, let alone be at a place where I was really proud of it. Because I'll be honest, a lot of Christian media was it was what it was, you know? and I won't dog on it too much, but
I love candid conversation. What it seemed to me was it was always kind of looking at what was being done in the mainstream and kind of trying to say, we want to aspire to that. And I think what's happened, particularly since the emergence of like The Chosen and a handful of other projects, The Passion of the Christ, probably the first one that really broke through on this level, but basically saying, no, we're not going to try to be like anything else. We're going to be a really good story told from a really quality perspective from what we want to do. And we're going to kind of set the pace for others. And, you know, Angel Studios and others have branched out. Pure Flix has done the same thing. They've branched out into these arenas where they're doing some thrillers. They're doing some mystery. They're doing some other things that aren't in the typical, you know, genre sweet spot.
Yeah. And I think that's so great, because if you look at Jesus when in his time on the earth, he didn't quote a ton of Bible verses when he was teaching parables. He was just telling a story, and the moral and the message he was trying to get through was in the story. I don't believe, and I could be wrong, and I'm happy to be proven wrong, but I don't believe he ever quoted scripture when he was telling a parable, you know? And so the fact that we as Christians can tell a story, and it doesn't have to, you know, have an altar call, and doesn't have to have this and that, like, it can be a good story that gets people thinking, and that will lead people to the foot of the cross if they allow it to, you know? So I think, you know, Jesus was the ultimate storyteller. Why would we not try to duplicate that?
We're visiting with the beautiful and talented Micah Lynn Hansen. Micah, let me ask you about your own development as an actress. We've kind of talked about the field, but who did you like to watch as a young actress growing up? And, you know, what type of acting methodology do you most, kind of practice? I've been around people, particularly in the mainstream, that have had some experience with this, and they're always inspired by someone. Who's been some of your inspirations?
I think for whatever reason, Robert Downey Jr. and Denzel Washington have always been like my two top actors. I just think they're phenomenal. I love Robert Downey Jr.'s personal story of where he was in his life and how he, was able to turn that around, and also that he doesn't really like take it too seriously. I'm not a method actor. I don't think there's, you know, no shade to anyone who is. Just me personally, I can't live in a character. Like, I can't do it. I would get very mentally unhealthy if I did that. So I really like to be able to.
Having known some of them, I would say that's a good reason not to do it. So good for you.
Yeah, so I don't really have a method, if I'm quite honest. Like, I just like to just immerse myself in, okay, what if Micah was going through this? Respond, you know?
Right.
And bringing as much of myself to the character I see on the page as possible, and just playing and having fun with it and exploring it.
What when you take on, like, we're going to talk about Divine Influencer in a minute, but when you're looking for roles, what as an actress do you find particularly enticing about a role? What is it about a character or the way the character is used in the story that you kind of feel like is your sweet spot, so to speak?
Well, I think it's kind of changing as I get older. Like, I used to always want to play like the pretty ingenue character, you know, the one that everybody loves and she falls in love. And those characters are super fun. I do really enjoy them. But now I really, really lean towards, honestly, the type of character I played in Divine Influencer. She's not everybody's favorite character. She's kind of the brat. She's, kind of jaded. And at this stage of my career, I really enjoy getting to play the bad guy, quite honestly. I really grittier roles, and, you know, because in real life, I don't want to be the bad guy in real life, so I can pretend to be the bad guy. So I'm more drawn towards those roles, and, I mean, you look at the Bible, and, you know, there's villains, and who doesn't love a good villain?
That's what makes the hero that much more important. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Live from Times Square, she's Micah Lynn Hansen. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia is barreling across eastern North Carolina, packing top sustained winds of 45 miles an hour and bringing high gusts, coastal flooding, and life-threatening rip currents northward to New Jersey over the weekend. Forecasters predict 3 to 5 inches of rainfall across parts of eastern North Carolina and southeast Virginia Saturday night into Sunday morning. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. It was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts division centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Friday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of nearly 13,000 who've been on strike at assembly plants since last week. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough back for that Kevin show live from Times Square. Glad to have you with us. And coming up yet tonight in the music spotlight, it is Rachel Lampa. She's got a brand new one that is tearing up the charts, and we're excited to have her back. She made the spotlight with us last year and did pretty well at the end of year voting, so we'll see what goes on there. But back to the movie Divine Influencer and our guest, Micah Lynn Hansen, who is joining us. We spoke with Sherry Rigby a week ago, Micah, and I've known Sherry since she was in, I think, her very first film, and it's been fun to kind of see her move along. How many female directors versus male directors have you worked with in your career, and is there a noticeable difference between style or communication on the set or anything like that, since the directors are the big boss?
She does it with such grace under immense pressure, and it is an absolute joy and privilege to work with her and get to see her in her sweet spot, because directing really is like where she just shines, even more so than in any of the other areas that she's so greatly talented in, and like acting. You know, I just think directing is really just where she just absolutely thrives, and it's beautiful to watch.
She's got the skills.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, this is the divine influencer, what we were talking about in the last segment about the different genres and how sometimes great films actually combine a lot of different elements. And this is one that has some heartfelt emotion and conviction, trying to get people to think about a very important subject. And it's also got a ton of comedy in it. And as someone that has worked with a lot of comedians over the years, I will tell you, they tell me that comedy is much harder than straightforward dramas or other things. What did you like about the script? What did you like about you being the bad girl or mean girl or whoever it is that you were versus things that may not have had as so many dimensions to them?
I think it's really easy for rom-coms in particular to go very, very cheesy very quickly. And comedy in general, like, and, you know, like I think your friends are absolutely correct. Comedy really is tough to do and to do well. And this one, I think, has a really, really good balance of that lighthearted comedy without it feeling cheesy or ridiculous, you know, and like the situation that she's in is a little over the top, you know, and, but, just keeps this Liv character so grounded and so lovable when she's a very self-centered character at the beginning, but you still love her. So I just think it goes to just how talented our cast was with being able to keep these characters very grounded, but keep them just fun and cute and just so lovable, because it is a lot easier to just go straight drama or straight comedy, you know, but to keep a really good balance of both, I think is something that I'm really proud of that we are able to hit with this one, I believe.
Let me just ask you, Lara has had a huge success with The Chosen, and for good mm-hmm. reason. She's done a tremendous job there. I really do think it's quite unfair that a lot of the streaming stuff has not been made available for Emmys and other consideration, because I do think that there's some work being done now in the faith space that I think is worth considering on some of those levels.
Absolutely.
What was she like to work with in a genre that people really don't normally associate with her? I mean, they're so locked into her biblical character. What was it like to let her be kind of a spoiled brat for a little bit?
I will say that she is the most humble, sweetest person that I've gotten to work with. I also worked on the production side of things, and I was on the hair and makeup team on this film, and so I worked with her every single day in every single scene. I did her hair in every single, like, her looks, her hair looks were all done by me. And you see people under a lot of stress, especially in the hair and makeup room. That's where a lot and stress comes out on set, and she was just an absolute champ. I mean, we shot this film so fast, and it was a lot in whirlwind. And her first lead in a film, the whole thing, and she carried it with immense grace and poise, and she was always truly thinking of others before herself, opposed to how her character acts in the film. She always very, very giving and gracious of her time, and she's an absolute joy to work with, and I'm just very honored nice. To call her.
Last question for you. What's next for Michael Lynn Hansen?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I hope it's something with the Great American Pure Flicks, but we'll have to see.
All right. Fair enough. Michael Lynn Hansen, thank you for being with us tonight, and best wishes on the continued success of Divine Influencer, and we will talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Coming right back from Times Square in New York, don't forget the music spotlight tonight. Rachel Lamp is coming back as well. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am very excited about something that's going to happen in 2024, and I want to tell you about it now. For a couple of reasons. One, I've only got space for 32 people to join me. But when I think you kind of fully understand how special this opportunity is going to be, those seats are going to go super fast. So a number of years ago, before my grandfather's passed away, I had long conversations with them about World War II and what it meant. They both served in the U.S. Navy in the big war. And They wouldn't talk about a lot of the aspects of what their service consisted of, what it meant. They would tell me some tangential things where they were, kind of the general mood of the people they served with and a very limited amount of the things that they saw. But it is not something that that generation was comfortable with. Yet when you look back at history, and when you understand that World War II was a dividing point between the modern era and what came before, how the world was changed, massive, huge concepts overtaking different regions. Obviously, socialism, Nazism, communism, eventually what the West and America and Western Europe stood for. These were cataclysmic circumstances that created brand new times that we are still kind of living through the process of understanding what they all mean. Having said all of that, it is also one of the most fascinating periods of time. And so through the years, I've always thought it would be fun, meaningful, hopefully life impacting, to take a trip and to study the places where World War II impacted and how it changed the universe. Well, I have some great news. If you're a student of history, if you believe that World War II was something that was important and changed the globe as we know it, and you want to understand that better, I've got an opportunity for you that I did not believe would come along as it has. But next year will be the 80th anniversary of the Normandy invasion and the liberation of France and Europe from Nazi Germany. And in that process, we have landed a really inside opportunity here that you're not going to find anywhere else. In fact, there are a few thousand people that are going to do this particular trip that I'm going to tell you about, but there are only 32 seats left, and they're the ones on my trip. So there are thousands that have already signed up for this. We're not going to travel with all of them. We would travel together as just a small group of 32 people. But here's where it starts. In June, on the 80th commemoration of D-Day, we start out in London, in the St. Paul's district. We retrace Churchill's steps through his final few hours in the lead up to the D-Day invasion. We hit Westminster Abbey. We have the opportunity to go to the Churchill World War II Museum. We walk through with historians exactly what the impact of the German bombing on London meant to the city. Then after a couple of days in London where we start, we go to Portsmouth, where we will overnight for one night and then take a channel crossing the next morning. That would be pretty identical to where the D-Day troops took off and landed. They came from Portsmouth. They landed in Normandy. We will land in Normandy about 2 hours after we take off across the channel. We're going to spend 3 nights in the area of Caen, C-A-E-N, in northern France, and go to all of the beaches. On July 4th, we will stand in the Normandy American Cemetery and pay tribute to the fallen soldiers that gave their lives for our freedom on July 4th. It's going to be amazing. Then from there, after we spend those 3 days in the Normandy region with some food and some, you know, other great things that are going to be features to this, we then head to Paris for the final 2 days. And in Paris, we retrace the steps of the liberation, and we end it all with a dinner cruise on the Seine River right in the heart of the world's most beautiful city. Friends, I want you to come with us on this. Just go to the website, thatkevintour.com. thatkevintour.com has all the details, thatkevintour.com. And if you're watching on the Salem News Channel or Biz TV, the phone number is also on the screen. You can call. But go to thatkevintour.com and hold your spot, and then join us next June and July for the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Paris and London and Europe in World War II. I hope you'll come. The summer of 2024 will mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Europe, D-Day. But what happened in the hours leading up to the invasion in London from Churchill and Eisenhower's perspective? How did the troops feel as they crossed the channel from Portsmouth to Normandy? And what was it like liberating the City of Light, Paris? We will retrace these steps in June of 2024, and on July 4th, stand in the American Cemetery and honor those who fell. Would you join us? We have only limited seats available. Kevin McCullough asking you to personally come. Colette handles the details like flights, most meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your job is to just have the time of your life. So go to thatkevintour.com and check out the trip for yourself. thatkevintour.com, thatkevintour.com, or call 1-800-581-8942 or thatkevintour.com.
Hi there, it's 45, your favorite president.
And me, the senator from Delaware.
Oh, good grief.
President Harris advised me not to do any more promotion for things like That Kevin Show.
He's not the president. Anyway, Joe and I thought we'd let someone else take this one.
That's right, Don. Can I call you Don? Hi, it's W.
And let me be clear, I'm Barack.
And we just wanted to thank a couple of TV channels for picking up That Kevin Show.
So thanks to KFLA Channel 8 in Los Angeles.
And KLEG Channel 44 in good old Dallas-Fort Worth. Both stations are part of the great Biz TV network.
Find out more at biztv.com.
Good job there, Barry. Tell Michelle George says hi.
You too, George. Love to Laura and the grandbabies.
Yes, very well done, boys.
Can somebody get me out of here? I do not belong with this crowd.
We'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second of two duets tonight. Last hour with Andrew Rip. Here's Rachel Lampa with Toby Mac.
Who
said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes, and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see it, every single moment you've always been perfectly loved. Ooh. Heaven has for you, and now he's always been drawing you in.
So many open doors.
Tonight, Rachel Lampa, Toby Mack, You're Already Perfectly Loved, the message of that song. So glad to have you with us for another edition of That Kevin Show. We are live all fall, so make sure you make every weekend the best it can be by joining us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.